Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving deep into one of the most fascinating and frequently examined topics in the OCR specification, radioactive decay. Whether you're sitting the foundation or higher tier paper, this episode will give you everything you need to walk into that exam with confidence. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Section 1. What is radioactive decay? Let's begin with the big picture. Radioactive decay is the process by which an unstable atomic nucleus loses energy by emitting radiation. The key word here is unstable. Some nuclei have too many protons, too many neutrons, or simply too much energy, and nature doesn't like instability. So the nucleus spontaneously emits radiation to become more stable. Now, here's something that trips up a lot of candidates. Radioactive decay is completely random. That means you cannot predict exactly when a particular nucleus will decay. It doesn't matter how hot or cold the material is, whether it's under pressure or whether it's part of a chemical compound. Temperature, pressure, and chemical bonding have absolutely no effect on the rate of radioactive decay. This is a classic exam question and a classic mistake. Remember it well. There are three main types of radiation produced by radioactive decay: alpha, beta, and gamma. Each has very different properties, and OCR examiners love to test your ability to compare them. Let's look at each one in turn. Section 2. Alpha radiation. Alpha radiation consists of alpha particles. An alpha particle is identical to a helium-4 nucleus. That means it contains two protons and two neutrons, giving it a mass number of 4 and a charge of +2. When a nucleus emits an alpha particle, it loses two protons and two neutrons. This means the mass number of the parent nucleus decreases by 4 and the atomic number decreases by 2. The element actually changes. This is called transmutation. Let's look at a classic example. Uranium-238. When uranium-238 undergoes alpha decay, it becomes thorium-234. The mass number goes from 238 to 234. That's a decrease of 4. The atomic number goes from 92 to 90, a decrease of 2. And the alpha particle carries away those 4 nucleons as a helium-4 nucleus. Now, what about the properties of alpha radiation? Alpha particles are relatively large and carry a double positive charge. This makes them highly ionizing. They interact strongly with atoms in their path, knocking electrons off and creating ions. However, because they're constantly interacting with matter, they lose energy very quickly. This means alpha radiation has very low penetrating power. It can be stopped by just a few centimeters of air or a thin sheet of paper. Even your skin provides adequate shielding. This is why alpha sources are most dangerous when they are inside the body, such as when radioactive dust is inhaled or ingested. That's contamination, and we'll come back to that distinction later. Section 3, beta radiation. Beta radiation consists of beta particles. A beta particle is a high-energy electron ejected from the nucleus. Now, and this is absolutely critical, the beta particle does not come from the electron shells around the nucleus, it comes from the nucleus itself. Inside the nucleus, a neutron spontaneously converts into a proton, and in doing so, emits a beta particle, an electron, and a particle called an antineutrino, though you don't need to worry about the antineutrino for GCSE. Because a neutron has been converted into a proton, the atomic number of the nucleus increases by 1. The mass number stays the same because the total number of nucleons, protons plus neutrons, hasn't changed. Let's take carbon-14 as an example. Carbon-14 has 6 protons and 8 neutrons. When it undergoes beta decay, 1 neutron becomes a proton. The result is nitrogen-14, still 14 nucleons, but now 7 protons and 7 neutrons. The beta particle carries away the negative charge. Beta particles are smaller and faster than alpha particles. They have a charge of -1. They are moderately ionizing, less so than alpha, and have moderate penetrating power. Beta radiation can travel several meters through air and can penetrate skin and soft tissue. It is stopped by approximately 5 millimeters of aluminum or a few millimeters of other dense materials. Section 4, gamma radiation. Gamma radiation is fundamentally different from alpha and beta. It is not a particle at all. It is an electromagnetic wave, specifically a very high frequency, very high energy photon. Gamma radiation has no mass and no charge. Because it carries no charge and has no mass, it does not interact strongly with matter. This gives it very high penetrating power. Gamma radiation can pass through the human body, through aluminum, and is only significantly attenuated by several centimeters of lead or meters of concrete. However, precisely because gamma doesn't interact strongly, it has low ionizing power compared to alpha and beta. gamma radiation is often emitted alongside alpha or beta decay, as the nucleus releases excess energy after the initial decay event. Because gamma has no mass and no charge, emitting gamma radiation does not change the mass number or atomic number of the nucleus. Section 5. Comparing the three types, the exam favorite. OCR examiners frequently ask candidates to compare the three types of radiation. When you see the command word compare, you must address both similarities and differences. A structured approach works best. Cover these four areas: nature, charge, ionizing power, and penetrating power. Here's a quick summary table in your mind. Alpha, particle, helium nucleus, charge plus 2, high ionizing, low penetrating, stop by paper. Beta particle, fast electron, charge minus 1, medium ionizing, medium penetrating, stop by 5 millimeters aluminum. Gamma, electromagnetic wave, no charge, no mass, low ionizing, high penetrating, reduced by thick lead or concrete. Notice the inverse relationship. As penetrating power increases, ionizing power decreases. This makes physical sense. A radiation type that interacts strongly with matter loses energy quickly and doesn't penetrate far. A radiation type that barely interacts with matter passes straight through but doesn't ionize much. Section 6, nuclear equations. Balancing nuclear equations is a skill that earns marks in virtually every OCR paper. The golden rule is this: treat the arrow like an equal sign. The sum of the mass numbers on the left must equal the sum on the right. The sum of the atomic numbers on the left must equal the sum on the right. Mass numbers are the top numbers. They represent the total number of protons and neutrons. Atomic numbers are the bottom numbers. They represent the number of protons only. For alpha decay, mass number decreases by 4, atomic number decreases by 2. For beta decay, mass number stays the same, atomic number increases by 1. For gamma emission, neither mass number nor atomic number changes. A common exam question gives you a partial equation and asks you to find the missing values. Work systematically. Find the missing mass number first by balancing the top numbers, then find the missing atomic number by balancing the bottom numbers. Once you have the atomic number, you can identify the element using the periodic table. Section 7, irradiation versus contamination. This distinction is tested regularly, and candidates frequently confuse the two terms. Irradiation means being exposed to a source of radiation from outside the body. The radiation passes through or into you, but the radioactive material itself is not inside you. When the source is removed or you move away, the irradiation stops. An example would be having an X-ray or standing near a radioactive source. Contamination means radioactive atoms have entered the body or are on the surface of the body. The person is now carrying the radioactive material with them. This is more dangerous because the source continues to irradiate internal tissues even after the person leaves the original location. The key distinction for the exam: irradiation is external exposure. Contamination is the presence of radioactive material on or in the body. Section 8, uses and hazards, linking properties to applications. OCR examiners love questions that ask you to justify why a particular type of radiation is used for a specific application. The answer always links back to the properties. Alpha sources are used in smoke detectors. The alpha particles ionize the air between two electrodes, creating a small current. When smoke enters, it absorbs the alpha particles, the current drops, and the alarm sounds. Alpha is ideal here because it's highly ionizing, good for detecting smoke, and its low penetrating power means it poses minimal risk to people in the room. Beta sources are used in paper thickness gauges in manufacturing. A beta source is placed on one side of the paper and a detector on the other. If the paper is too thick, less beta gets through. If too thin, more gets through. The detector feeds back to the rollers to adjust thickness. Beta is chosen because its penetrating power is comparable to the thickness of paper. Alpha would be stopped entirely, gamma would pass through regardless of thickness. Gamma sources are used in medical imaging and cancer treatment. In radiotherapy, a focused beam of gamma radiation is directed at a tumor to destroy cancerous cells. Gamma's high penetrating power allows it to reach deep-seated tumors. In sterilization of medical equipment, gamma radiation kills bacteria and viruses without heating the equipment. Section 9, exam tips and common mistakes. Let me now give you the examiner's perspective on the most common mistakes I see in scripts. Mistake number 1, saying beta particles come from the electron shells. They do not. Beta particles originate in the nucleus from the conversion of a neutron into a proton, If you write that beta particles come from the electron shells, you will not receive credit. This is a guaranteed mark lost. Mistake number two. Saying radioactive decay is affected by temperature, pressure, or chemical state. It is not. Decay is a nuclear process, and the nucleus is shielded from external conditions by the electron cloud. No external factor can speed up or slow down radioactive decay. Mistake number three. In beta decay equations, leaving the atomic number unchanged or decreasing it. Remember, a neutron becomes a proton, so the atomic number must increase by one. Mistake number four. Confusing irradiation with contamination. Irradiation is external. Contamination is internal or on the body. Mistake number five. Not linking ionizing power to penetrating power. These are inversely related, and examiners expect you to explain why. For explain questions, always use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, alpha radiation has low penetrating power because it is highly ionizing, meaning it loses energy rapidly as it interacts with surrounding atoms. For compare questions, use comparative language. Alpha has higher ionizing power than gamma, whereas gamma has greater penetrating power than alpha. For nuclear equation questions, show you're working. Even if your final answer is wrong, you may earn method marks for correctly balancing one of the two numbers. Section 10, Quickfire Recall Quiz. Right, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Question 1. What is an alpha particle made of? An alpha particle is a helium-4 nucleus, 2 protons, and 2 neutrons. Question 2. In beta decay, what happens inside the nucleus? A neutron converts into a proton, emitting a beta particle, a high-energy electron, from the nucleus. Question 3. Which type of radiation has the highest ionizing power? Alpha radiation has the highest ionizing power. Question 4. What material stops beta radiation? Approximately 5 millimeters of aluminium stops beta radiation. Question 5. What is the difference between irradiation and contamination? Irradiation is external exposure to radiation. Contamination is when radioactive atoms are on or inside the body. Question 6. In alpha decay, how do the mass number and atomic number change? Mass number decreases by 4, atomic number decreases by 2. Question 7. Why does gamma radiation have low ionizing power? Because it has no charge and no mass, so it interacts weakly with atoms and rarely knocks electrons off. Section 11, summary and sign-off. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away from today's session. 1. Radioactive decay is random and spontaneous. It cannot be influenced by external conditions. 2. Alpha particles are helium-4 nuclei with charge plus 2. They are highly ionizing but have low penetrating power. Stop by paper. 3. Beta particles are fast electrons from the nucleus, not the shells, produced when a neutron converts to a proton. They have medium ionizing and penetrating power, stopped by 5 millimeters aluminium. 4. Gamma radiation is an electromagnetic wave with no mass or charge. It has low ionizing power but high penetrating power, reduced by thick lead or concrete. 5. In nuclear equations, mass numbers balance on top and atomic numbers balance on bottom. 6. Irradiation is external exposure. Contamination means radioactive material is on or in the body. 7. Always link properties to applications. Examiners award marks for justified reasoning. That's it for today's episode on radioactive decay. I hope you're feeling more confident about this topic. Keep practicing those nuclear equations, and remember, the more you retrieve this information from memory, rather than just rereading your notes, the better it will stick. Good luck in your exams, and I'll see you in the next episode.